Start recording. Viveka Chudamani, Shloka 336. Are everybody listening to the audio? Please respond. Are you hearing? Good, thank you. Okay. Shloka 336. Kapanditasan sadasad viveki Shruti pramana paramarthadarshi Jananhi kuryadasatovalambham Swapathahetoho shishuvan mumukshuhu. Another nice shloka. Here, Shankaracharya, he says, once a person understands the value of Nididhyasana and also the consequential benefit, he can never ignore Nididhyasana. Therefore, he says, Panditaha, Panditaha means one who has studied the scriptures, how can he ignore Nididhyasana? It's a question. A layman, a common man in society, will not come to this at all because he doesn't know the value. He will say Vedanta is a waste of time for him. I would as well make money during that time. But Panditaha, yes, scripturally enlightened person, an informed person, a well-read person, Sat Asat Viveki, one who has understood the relative value of Atma and Anatma, Satyam and Mithya, that the world is Mithya, that we cannot lean on the world. It cannot give me security. It cannot give me Purnatvam. So that the world can desert me anytime. So if I clearly understand the world cannot support me, it cannot give me the security, and Atma alone can give support, suppose a person, he knows this difference. He is a Sat Asat Viveki. Shruti Pramanaha, who has got the Vedantic teaching to support him. Shruti Pramanam. And Paramartha Darshi, who has understood the teaching also. Such an informed person. And Mumukshuhu, the one who knows the value of liberation also. Such a person. Asataha Avalambam Kaha Kuryat. How can he still hold on to the Mithya Ahankara and the Mithya world? How it's possible after knowing all this? Dhyanam, Dhyayam means knowing very clearly. Asataha Avalambam. Asat, Asat means Mithya Vastu, Mithya Ahankara, Mithya Prapanchaha, they are all called Asat here. And Avalambam means support. How can he take the support of Mithya Prapancha, having known it is useless? Not only that, not only it gives no security, swapata hetoho. Actually, it gives more insecurity. Because previously, I was worried about my security only. Now I got more possessions for the security. I got so many other things added to my life for my security. Now I am more worried for the sake of their security. Yoga and Kshema. So those possessions give me security or insecurity? If you really ask, they give only insecurity. So earlier I was worried about myself only. Now I am worried about my wife, my family, my possessions, my house, my children, money, all that. So swapata hetuho, it is the cause of falling into more samsara. Actually, this is adjective to asataha. Who wants such an ahankara? And still if a person takes it, he is Shishuvat. He is a Shishuvat, means he is like a childish person. A childish person he is. He will again fall into Mithya Ahankara only. Because a child does not know. The child is not and Sadasat Viveki. So child does not know. Shloka 337. Dehadi Samsakti Mato Na Muktihi Muktasya Dehadi Abhimatya Bhavaham Suptasya no jagaranam na jagrataha స్వప్నస్థయోర్ భిన్న గుణాశ్రయత్వాత్. సో హియర్ శంకరాచార్య పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ దట్ వన్ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఆత్మ అభిమానం అండ్ అనాత్మ అభిమానం సైమల్టేనియస్లీ. అనాత్మ అభిమానం ఇస్ దేహాభిమానం, ది అభిమానం టు ద వరల్డ్, అహంకార. బికాస్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు వన్ ఈస్ ఆటోమేటికలీ ద రిజెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్. సో సత్య అభిసంధి ఈస్ మిథ్యా అభిసంధ త్యాగ. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. ఇఫ్ ఐ నో దట్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇన్ ద మూవీ దట్ ద స్క్రీన్ అలోన్ ఈస్ ద రియాలిటీ బిహైండ్ ద మూవీ, then naturally I know all the actors etc on the screen are merely shadows and they are not substantial, asat. On the other hand, the more importance I give to the characters in the movie, the screen, that sight is lost, screen sight is lost, it recedes. Therefore Shankaracharya says dehaadi samsaktihi mataha. If a person has a strong deha abhimanam, deha samsiddhi, body consciousness, for such a person, na muktihi, liberation is out of question. That is why Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, klesho dikatarastesham, avyakta sakta chetasam, avyakta higatir dukham, deha vadbhir avapyate. Deha vadbhihi, deha abhimana vadbhihi. For the one who has got the strong deha abhimanam, Vedanta will not work for such a person at all. So he says, Dehaadi samsaktihi mataha. Samsaktihi means it's like obsession. All the time concerned about the physical personality only. And actually the modern trends are such that you have to be all the time that only. There is actually, Swamiji says, there is a sixth kosha. We only know the five koshas. He has a sixth kosha which is called the dress kosha. And there are so many fashions and industries and businesses focusing only on their dress. And Shankaracharya says, they will never get moksha, na muktihi. And the other way is muktasya, the one who is free, who is liberated. He is incapable of dehabhimanam. That means he is incapable of all other abhimanas also, family abhimana, all those things. That is, he will have enough abhimana for doing his duties, but not to disturb him. So, muktasya dehaadi abhimati abhavaha. Abhimati is abhimana. So, obsession. It is like what? It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Example he gives. It's like keeping awake and sleeping. Can they ever go together? Asleep means one is not aware of the external world. He has gone to sleep. Just as Swapna and Jagaranam can never go together, waking state and dream. Liberation and Dehabhimana also can never go together. One has to choose only one of them. What a choice between these two. Do you want Dehabhimana, attachment, or do you want Moksha? So he says, Suptasya Jagaranam Na. For a sleeping person, Suptasya, waking is not possible. No means na plus u is no. U is for emphasis. Naiva sambhavati, never possible. Similarly, jagrataha na swapnaha. Again, we have to take swapna from the fourth line again. Jagrataha purushasya. Jagrataha purushasya for a waking person. Swapnaha, here swapna is not dream, but sleep. Na sambhavati. Why they cannot happen together? Tayoho binna guna ashrayatvat. Tayoho means jagarna swapnayoho, or both the dream state and the waking state. Waking and sleep are two opposite gunas. Sleep is tamoguna pradana, so tamoguna ashritam, whereas jagaranam and swapna are sattva and rajoguna pradana, rajoguna ashritam. Since they belong to opposite ashrayas, how can they coexist? That is the question he is asking. శ్లోక 338. అంతర్బహిస్వంజంగమేషు జ్ఞావాత్మనాధారయతా విలోక్య త్యక్తాఖిలోపాదిరకంఠ రూప పూర్ణాత్మనాయ స్థిత ఏవ ముక్త. సో ది ఐడియా ఈస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత అండ్ ఇన్ ద ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆల్సో. వాట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ నట్షల్ ఈస్ ఎలాబరేటెడ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ శ్లోక. या निशा सर्वभूतानां तस्यां जागृति संयमी यस्यां जागृति भूतानि सा निशा पश्यतो मुनेः. इन द सेकंड चैप्टर 69th श्लोक गीता भगवत श्रीकृष्ण सेड दैट. सो सेम आइडिया इज गिवन हियर. जागरणम एंड स्वप्न डे एंड नाइट दे कैन नेवर को एग्जिस्ट. Therefore, you have to choose between these two. And Shankaracharya, he assumes that we have seen the problems of attachment enough and we will certainly vote for moksha only, he assumes. Generally, when one comes to Vedanta, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan Brahmano Nirvedamaya, so all, they've all gone through all kinds of dents in life. So now they have to choose between moksha and again samsara. So such a person, family, children, house, possessions, all of them, after seeing them all, to come out of them, he has to come to Vedanta. So Shankaracharya assumes, and therefore he advises, Swam Nyatva, don't hold on to Ahankara and Mamankara at all, but own up your Asanga Atma Swarupam, not the husband I, the wife I, the father I, son I, employer I, officer I, dropping them, may you own up Swam. Swam is Asangam Atmanam. Na stree puman na cha napumsakam eka bijam. You are none of these personalities at all. You are not stree, you are not puman, you are not any of those. So swam asangam atmanam nyatva. And where do you recognize this atma? Antaha bahihi. Which atma is inside the body, antaha, and also bahihi, outside the body in the external world. And sthira jangameshu. In the form of Chaitanyam, in the form of consciousness, in the non-moving plants, stavaram, siraha, and jangameshu, in the moving animals and humans, in all moving and non-moving beings, Atma is there in the form of Chaitanyam, consciousness. In fact, we can extend this to further also, even in the inanimate objects, Atma is there. But the Chaitanyam aspect in the inanimate objects is not manifest. It is not absent, but it is not manifest. But what is manifest is the Sat. Sat is the existence principle. That is manifest. So if you ask whether Chit is there in the desk or not, for example, this desk, is Chit is there or not, if you ask the question, Chit is there, but it is not manifest. But Sat is manifest. So Sat Chit Rupena, I, the Atma, is both inside and outside. Moving and non-moving, and animate and inanimate, iti jnatva, having recognized, having known thus, wound up this fact, atmana adharataya vilokya. And one should see himself as the very atma of the universe. Atmana means as the very essence of the universe. Just as imagine, for example, a wave, the wave recognizes itself to be water. Then what will the wave say? I, the water, am the substance behind not only this wave, but I am the Atma behind all the waves. Not only all the waves, I am the Atma, the essence even of the ocean, of all the rivers, all the wells, all the lakes. So Atmana as a substratum, and therefore only Adharayata. Without me, the world does not exist. I was thinking before that without the world, I cannot exist. But the truth is, without me, the world doesn't exist, cannot exist. Without water, ocean cannot exist. Ocean depends on me. Ocean is only a nama rupa, whose essence is water only. Therefore, whether I depend on the world or the world depends on me, is dependent on what? My understanding of the meaning of the word aham. Therefore, having understood yourself, see yourself as the adhara of universe, and this requires what? Tyakta akila upadihi. If you are going to take yourself as the body, upadi, upadi here refers to the body, then you have to depend on the world because you need food, you need clothing, you need shelter, you need all of them. So if you should become independent of the world, you have to disown the body. So tyakta akila upadihi. Don't have deha abhimana at all, which leads to dependence on the world. Therefore, give it up. Attachment to the body, give it up. In fact, you can challenge the world. In fact, the world will threaten in what form normally? By giving some harm to you. That's what will, which you, when it says it can give harm to you, which you it is? It is the body you. And when the body is mithya, anatma for me, the world can never threaten me at all. The worst that can happen is what? My body, at the body level, is death. And death itself is not a big tragedy for me at all. That is the worst harm that can happen to anyone. And that is not any tragedy to me at all. So, tyakta akila upadhihi. And here Shankaracharya says, give up the body. One has to be very careful when you read this. Literally, it would mean what? Committing suicide. Once you to give up the body means to give up to commit suicide. That's what we have to interpret as what? Akila upadhi abhimanam tyaktva. Give up the abhimana. Give up the attachment to the body. Obsession with the body. Give it up. And therefore only akanda rupaha, with undivided nature. Akanda rupaha, akanda is divided, undivided nature. From the body standpoint, I am kandaha, separated from the world. In fact, psychologically speaking, kandatvam is a form of samsara only. That is being separate from the world. And the sense of separation that expresses in the mind, in the form of what? In the form of rejection. In fact, one of the worst forms of pain is feeling rejection by others. Whether as a child in games, children play games. If a child is not included in the game, the child feels rejected. And as I grow old, in family also, in the old age, I feel rejected by the family, other members. That feeling of left out, that is called khandatvam. And how with this samsara go then? This samsara will never go. The only way is what? As long as you are a body-mind complex, this khandata will be there. One of the atmaswarupam, no one can reject us. There is no scope for rejection at all. Can any wave or ocean or rivers reject the water? They can never. In fact, they cannot reject the water because rejecting the water, then they cannot exist themselves. Therefore, the very existence that requires inclusion of water. Similarly, once I know I am the Atma, nothing in the world can reject me. Actually, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the sixth Brahmana, it beautifully brings out this particular point. Unless you know the Atma, the sense of rejection will never go away. It says, Brahmatam paradhad yonyantra atmano brahma veda. Kshatram tam paradhat yonyantra atmanaha kshatram veda. Like that goes on telling about so many things. Idam brahma, idam kshatra, ime loka, ime deva, imani bhutani, idagum sarvam, yadayam atma. Concludes. The only way out is what? Therefore, akanta rupaha. I am the undivided atma, the essence of the world. And therefore only, purnatmana, sthitaha bhavati. So having given up this khandatvam, this division, or apurnatvam, may you remain as purna atma. Ekante sukha, sukama. See, these are, there are so many other ways of putting the same thing here. This purna atma, that is the way to feel that I am complete within myself, without dependence on the external world. This is nididhyasanam. And the one who remains, who never have having the idea that I should be wanted by others. The old age, that solves their all problems. Not only I don't want others, I don't want to be wanted by others also. That is the biggest samsara. First samsara is what? I want other people. That is a grass level samsara. And then later one can say, no. You know, I don't want other people. I'm an independent person. But the subtle samsara is what? I should be wanted by others. They never send me an invitation for the marriage of their grandson. All these kinds of things, being wanted, never having the want of being wanted, that is muktihi. Therefore, saha eva muktaha. That is why a jnani is able to sit in a corner of the world also, whether I am alive or dead, whether people care about it or not. I don't care about it. Normally people say, they don't even ask whether I'm alive or not. The children are all there in other places. They don't even send, those days they used to send postcards. These days only, of course, all these phones and all have come. So postcards, they don't even write a letter once in maybe at least not even a month or 6 months or something. They don't even ask whether I'm alive and kicking or not. It is easily said, but very, very tough. Extremely difficult, but is certainly worth attempting. That's what Acharya says here. Shloka 339. Sarvatmana bandha vimukta hetuhu sarvatma bhavanna parosti kaschit drishyagrahe satyamupadyate sau sarvatma bhavosya sadatmanishtya. So this vision, this perspective, this awareness, we can call it awareness, that I am Purna Atma, that awareness, I don't depend on the world, but I don't depend on the world, depending on me also. Not only I don't depend on the world, I don't want the world depending on me also. This awareness, so not feeling the sense of segregation, separation, rejection. So this maturity, that is called in this shloka, Sarvatma Bhavaha. So it's a very, very significant expression for moksha. Sarvatma Bhavaha refers to moksha here. So Shankaracharya says, this Sarvatma Bhava alone that gives freedom. Then alone a person can consider oneself to be complete. Your mission in life is accomplished. Therefore he says, Sarvatma Bhavat Paraha Bandha Vimukti Hetuhu Nasti. There is no other means of liberation. Bandha vimukti hetuho. There is no other nasti, liberation, other than this sarvatma bhava. Bandha vimukti hetuho means the means of liberation. Paraha nasti, it's actually double negativities. There is no other means other than sarvatma bhava. That is positively if you put it. So sarvatma bhava alone is the means. Not only this is the means, Sarvatmana, actually doubtlessly, absolutely, if one thinks there is any other, then Shankaracharya says, go and try. Either try to depend on others and, you know, see the misery and all the misery in that. Or the other misery is what? Is being wanted all the time thinking whether they are depending on me. What's that? No. That is still worse misery because the tragedy is, no one enjoys depending on oneself. If I enjoy others depending on me, it will be miserable because others are struggling for what? Getting out of my dependence. So children are rebels right at age 13. Teenage is terrible for them. Why? Because they want independence. Nations want independence. And imagine, I want them to depend on me. How it will work? It will never work. Therefore, even before they seek independence, better I become independent of wanting them to be dependent on me. Look at that, how it is. Better I become independent of wanting them to be dependent on me. It's not like quibbling of words here. So, I hope we are all in sync. It's a wonderful thing. So, old age is a thrill if one attains this state of mind. As not being wanted is a great depression. Because as you grow old, generally the world finds us useless. The young and restless and old and useless. That's how they normally think. We are not productive. At least if my eyes are okay, you know, in our place they may think, okay, at least he's lying down here and you know, he can see. So like a watchman, if somebody enters into the house, he'll know. But when the sense organs also don't work, when they don't function, the world does not find any utility in me at all. Whether we like it or not, the world is utility oriented only. So if I am not ready for this, the old age will become miserable for me. Not only I should be ready for this, I should positively enjoy this also because I have got the time to dwell upon, the time to dwell upon Sarvatma Bhavaha. I've got all the time now to think of. Therefore, no doubt about it at all. Sarvatma Bhavati Paraha. Bhavati is again Panchami. The word Paraha governs Panchami here. That's the reason. So, Anyaha Sarvatma Bhavati. అదర్ దాన్ సర్వాత్మ భావ దర్ ఈస్ నో అదర్ మీన్స్. నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ వాట్ వాట్ డూ వి మీన్ బై సర్వాత్మ భావ? దట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్స్టుడ్. ఇస్ ఇట్ దేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ దట్ ఐ విల్ సీ ఆత్మ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్, ఆత్మ ఇస్ స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద ప్లేసెస్ వేర్ ఐ లుక్? లిటరలీ ఇఫ్ యూ ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ సర్వం ఆత్మా ఇతి జ్ఞానం సర్వాత్మ భావ. సీయింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ ఆత్మ. భావ మీన్స్ భావన, విషన్ ఆర్ పర్స్పెక్టివ్. సో శంకరాచార్య హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ లేటర్, బట్ వీ విల్ బ్రీఫ్లీ డ్వెల్ ఆన్ దట్ కాన్సెప్ట్ టు గివ్ అన్ ఇన్సైట్ టు దిస్ సర్వ ఆత్మ భావ. సో సర్వ ఆత్మ దర్శనం, దట్ మీన్స్ సర్వ అనాత్మ మిథ్యాత్వ దర్శనం. దిస్ అ లిటిల్ మేబీ ఇట్ మే లుక్ కన్ఫ్యూజింగ్, సో లెట్ అస్ బి హ్యావ్ టు బి క్లోజ్. సర్వ ఆత్మ దర్శనం మీన్స్ ద విషన్ ఆఫ్ సర్వాత్మ, సీయింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ సర్వాత్మ. ఇట్ మీన్స్ సర్వ అనాత్మ మిథ్యాత్మ దర్శనం. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ. దట్ మీన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ నామ రూప ఆర్ మిథ్యా ఓన్లీ. దట్ మీన్స్ సర్వ అనాత్మ రాగ ద్వేష అభావ. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ దిస్ రాగద్వేష. హౌ? వాట్ ఇస్ ద లాజిక్ నౌ? రాగ అండ్ ద్వేష క్యాన్ బి ఓన్లీ టువర్స్ వాట్? టువర్స్ ఎ రియల్ థింగ్. అటాచ్మెంట్ ఆర్ హేట్రెడ్ క్యాన్ బి ఓన్లీ టువర్స్ ఎ రియల్ థింగ్. ఈవెన్ అ థీఫ్, వెన్ హీ స్నాచెస్ అవే ఎ చైన్ అండ్ రన్స్ అండ్ హోల్డ్స్ ఆన్ సో కేర్ఫుల్లీ, అండ్ లేటర్ హీ డిస్కవర్స్ దట్ this intelligent lady has kept her original chain in the locker and was wearing a fake chain. The moment the thief knows, then what he does, he just throws it away. Actually, when I used to be in the colony in atomic energy, there used to be a lady going to work. She takes some bus from the colony, come back, and some chain snatcher, he was following her in the bus, and he took her chain away on that day and he ran. And she said, doesn't matter, she went home because it was a fake chain. And next day by the same bus, the same guy came and he threw that chain on her face. You are wearing a fake chain and unnecessarily I had to spend all my efforts on you. So all these things happen. So even a thief, when he knows something is fake, he doesn't want to keep it, he throws away. Later we discover that this is this. So where mithyatva darshanam is there, neither raga nor dvesha can come. There is no attachment because it is mithya, it is fake. So raga dvesha abhava with respect to the entire world is sarvatma bhavaha. So raga dvesha abhava, no attachment, no hatred towards the entire world, that is called the sarvatma bhavaha. And how do I know whether I have raga dvesha or not? This we have all talked about earlier also. Whether raga dvesha is there, the mind then, wherever it is there, the mind will be very violently disturbed. That is the symptom. Strong raga dvesha is the symptom of satyatva buddhi of the world, thinking the world is real, which is the symptom of sarvatma bhava abhava. So sarvatma bhava is not there for such a person. Therefore, ultimately, what one should do? Watch your mind, whether it enjoys samatvam or not. We are not saying that one should not have emotion. We have to be careful. We don't say one should not have emotion. We should be careful. There should be no violent disturbance. That's all we are telling. Like good and bad road. For example, if you drive in a road which is a very smooth, nice road, the car will go very smoothly. But if you go on a road with so much of potholes, then you are going to have so many ups and downs. So sarvatma bhava, that means samatva buddhi. And this is the approach. And Shankaracharya, he will present it actually in a slightly different way here. So drishya agrahe sati upapadyate. Sarvatma bhava is possible only in sarva anatma tyagaha. Only we used actually this term earlier also. Sarva anatma mithyatva darshanam. Looking at all anatma as mithya. So that is what sarva anatma mithyatva darshanam. Shankaracharya, he uses the term anatma tyagaha. Drishya agraham. All our technical words have to be carefully understood because otherwise they may be misleading. Drishyam. Drishyam means anatma. The world of objects is drishyam. They are all anatma. And agrahanam means not grasping. which means what? Renunciation or Tyagaha. You know how it is. Drishyam is anatma and agrahanam is not grasping, which means renunciation or Tyaga. Therefore, drishya agraha means anatma Tyagaha. Does it mean I have to give up my house and all my car and all that? Some things I can give up, but remember, total anatma Tyaga is not possible because living, general, just even ordinary living requires possessing some anatma. Body, dress cannot be given up. Therefore, anatma Tyagaha means anatma abhimana Tyagaha, attachment to them. Therefore, anatma abhimana Tyage sati upapadyate. Only when you give up your attachment to your possessions, it will work. And if one is a great devotee, for example, he is not a Vedantin, but a great devotee, one can have an alternative approach also, a religious approach. Shankaracharya, he gives only a philosophical approach here, which is give up your abhimana or ownership in everything, because they are all mithya, they are fake, they are unreal, they are problematic, or they are worthless. So they are from the Vedantic angle. But if one approaches it, so no, one cannot have this Vedantic angle at all. The alternative is a religious approach. He doesn't have to go through Vedantic approach. Religious approach is what? Everything belongs to God only. So use it and return them all back with thanks. And remember. So this is what one can do. So either way, never claim ownership with respect to anatma. Anatma means your body and the world, all of them. And only in that upapadyate is possible. What? Sarvatma bhava. Sarvatma bhava is possible only then. So abhimana tyagaha. And when he gives up all the anatma, what will be left behind? Only atma. So sadatma nishtaya. By remaining in the atma. And what type of atma? He says sadatma. Sadatma means satya atma nishtaya. Mityatma tyagena. Sarvatma bhavaha asya bhavati. Sarvatma bhava will take place. And if sarvatma bhava is there, I will be a liberated person. I will be a free person. The world will no longer pose any threat to me. It is a very big project Shankaracharya has given to all of us to accomplish. There is no time limit for this at all. One doesn't have to rush to do it in this janma. If he can do it, fine. But it can be done in several janmas also. So without sarvatma bhava, no freedom, no mukti, no moksha. Shloka 340. Drishyasya, drishyasya grahanam katam tu ghatate dehatmana tishtataha bahyarthanubhava prasakta manasaha tat kriyam kurvataha sanyastha kila dharma karma vishayaihim nityatmanishta paraihim tatvajnehi karaniyam atmani sada anande chupiryatnataha. Here Shankaracharya, he says, abhimana or attachment and sarvatma bhava, they can never go together. He is giving actually a description of a typical abhimani, a person who is attached. He is giving a description of such a person. And what he says? Dehatmana chishtataha. One who remains with deha abhimana all the time. Attachment, body consciousness all the time, which is otherwise called ahankara. We already went through this description earlier. Ahankara, the one who always lives with ahankara individuality, then naturally I will enjoy a personality which finds certain parts of creation favorable to me. When I have that individuality, some parts of creation, I will find them favorable. I will enjoy them. I will have raga towards a particular setup. I will have likes. All that thing I will have. So, bahyartha anubhava prasakta manasaha. That person has a mind, manasaha, which is strongly attached to a particular setup, which he has very meticulously created. It looks like I am a perfectionist. I created everything so nicely, wonderful. But generally, such perfectionists are very highly disturbed people. Because always something or the other is not up to the mark. The moment something is misplaced in the house, that's it. the entire house, the entire street will know something has gone astray in that house. Such perfectionists are, they cannot, it's very difficult for them to live with even the slightest amount of imperfection. Everything should be in that place in the house all the time. He is also so perfectionist, he expects others also to be like that at all. So, nothing wrong in being meticulous, but if I am disturbed, that means it becomes a bondage. That is the problem. Being perfectionist is fine, but if I am going to get disturbed because of that, then it becomes a bondage. That's what he says here. So, nothing wrong. So, he uses the word prasakta manasaha. Prasakta manasaha, he is using the specific word here. Yes, okay. I just wanted to check whether there is still, the audio is okay. Okay, because we have been having all these problems with Citrix. So he uses the word prasakta manasaha. Prasakti means one is very particular to that extent that without that, one is very seriously disturbed. It comes because of what? Dehabhimana. All these disturbances are coming because of dehabhimana only, which leads up to set up abhimana. I want this to be in this way, in that way, that's it. So set up, if you write the word set up and reverse it, it becomes upset. So if the setup is disturbed, these people become upset. So such a person, what does he do? Tat tat kriya kurvataha. He does actions corresponding to those setups all the time. They are all programmed for that person. So for him, that's what every setup, that is most important. So drishyasya agrahanam katam ghatate. How can he have anatma mityatva darshanam? Or to put it positively, how can he have sarvatma bhavaha? Or drishyasya anatmanaha. So and agrahanam. Agrahanam means mityatva darshanam, non-perception of anatma, is not seeing anatma as satyam. Means seeing anatma as mithya. So, drishyasya agrahanam, anatma mithyatva darshanam is very, very difficult. Or if you want to put it differently, being indifferent to external conditions, not being overly bothered or worried or obsessed about external conditions. It is impossible as long as one has got strong dehabhimanam. Now, Shankaracharya, he presents a remedy also for that. Therefore, what should one do? So, the aim is what? The reduction of dehabhimana, body consciousness, ahankara. Reduction of all the other abhimanas like family abhimana, company abhimana, bank balance abhimana, etc. And abhimana tyagaha. That does not mean not taking care of the family. Attachment and care are totally different. We have told this many times. Love and attachment. Love the family. Be compassionate to all of them. Do all your duties. But the attachment part alone is criticized here. So, deha abhimana tyagaha, not giving more reality than what the family abhimana deserves. For this purpose, shastras give an optional method also, which we talked about earlier, which is taking to the sannyasa ashrama. Because it is designed in such a way that there is no much scope for attachment in sannyasa ashrama. Anything that can generate attachment ought to be dropped in sannyasa ashrama. So he says the ideal lifestyle is, that is what is prescribed in the shastras, one can optionally take to reduce attachment. But due to some reason, if it is not possible, I cannot take sannyasa ashrama. One need not take external sannyasa ashrama, but try to internally detach from all such situations. So Shankaracharya is talking about sannyasa ashrama here in this place. So what can one do? Sannyasta akila karma vishayaihi. Renounce all dharma, karma and vishayas. Akila karma vishayaihi. Dharma means all Vedic karmas are called here dharma. That is the Shastriya karma. They are all called dharma. And karma means all the laukik karma, all the social activities, whatever you do. They are all not prescribed in the Shastra. But we ourselves, voluntarily, we take to all of them. Social, all the things. And vishayahi, vishayahi, vishaya, all the possessions, objects. Give up all of them. So that we don't have to bother about maintaining them. And attendant duties, direct or indirect duties towards them. This is also again Bahubrihi Masa. So, you know, we don't have to go through that. So, Nitya Atma Nishta Paraihi. So lot of quality time is now available for such a person when all these things are given up. So one should invoke the Shastric teaching more and more and try to abide in the Nitya Atma, because quality time is available for such a person. So subdue Ahankara and invoke Atma, because ritualistic and all worldly duties, they require Ahankara invocation. The moment you go and try to do a ritual, they want your gotra, your sutra, your name, your nakshatra, all those things of you, your family, everybody. And this sannyasi, he need not invoke any of them. So he can invoke the other I. That is, what is the other I? Nitya, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Chaitanyam, Brahma, Asmi. So, and therefore, Nitya Atma Nishta Paraihi, making the Aham Brahma Asmi prominent, and Aham individual Asmi to fade away. And Tattva Jnanaihi. So, should be practiced by those people who have already done Shravanam and Mananam for a length of time consistently. It cannot be practiced directly at all. All the adjectives, they are adjectives to sadhaka. And what type of sadhaka he is? Sadhananda Ichubihi. One who is interested in Jivan Mukti, serious about liberation. He is a Tivra Mumukshu. Otherwise, all these are not required unless a person is a Tivra Mumukshu. He can be involved in Ahankara-based activities and can do what? Can suffer samsara also. But Shankaracharya's statement is what? Then don't complain to me about samsara. If you want to be there, fine. Don't complain to me about samsara. So he says, Sada Ananda Ichubihi. Those who are intensely serious about Moksha Ananda, about Atma Ananda, so by these people, Karmaniyam. Karmaniyam, we have to supply here, Drishyasya Agrahanam Karmaniyam. Karaniyam. The following practice should be done. Karaniyam. What is that? Drishya Agrahanam. Anatma Mityatva Darshanam. Drishya Agrahanam. We already told how this Drishya Agrahanam word was. This thing there. Anatma Mityatva Darshanam has to be practiced. Practiced where? Atmani, in oneself. And Yatsanataha. Yatsanataha means with sincerity, with effort. With sincerity and with effort, one has to practice this Drishya Agrahanam. Anatma Mityatva Darshanam has to be practiced. Shloka 341. सर्वात्मसिद्धये भिक्षोः कृतश्रवणकर्मणः समाधिं विदधात्येषा शान्तोदान्त इति श्रुतिः. सो फ्रम् दिस् श्लोक शङ्कराचार्य हि एण्टर्स् इन् टु ए टोटली डिफरेंट टापिक एस् पार्ट् आफ् निधिध्यासनं ओन्ली दिस् डिस्कशन् अण्ड् दट् टापिक् इस् काल्ड् समाधि अभ्यासः. दट् इस् अ न्यू टापिक. So, practice of samadhi, which he will name as Nirvikalpaka Samadhi later. And this will be very elaborately discussed in this section. From this shloka, shloka 341 up to shloka 417. So many shlokas. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. Now, what is the Samadhi Abhyasa? So, we have to carefully understand, as there can be many misconceptions. Until now, we talked about Nididhyasanam as leading an alert life and dwelling upon the Shastram heard from the Guru. That's what we have been talking about so far. Alert life is one in which Raga Dvesha never becomes over-dominant anytime, leading all these Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Mastarya, none of them, they will all affect me at all. Therefore, Dukkeshu Anudvignamanaha Sukeshu Vigidaspruhaha, as Gita said. So, yes, Siddha Prajna's lifestyle, a Jnani's lifestyle, that is talked about in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 2nd chapter, in the 12th chapter, in the 14th chapter, all of them. That is in the form of Siddha Prajna Lakshanam, in the form of Parabhakta Lakshanam, and also Gunatita Lakshanam. All those things Krishna talked about in the Gita. In three places, Gita talks about a Jnani's response to the situations in life. How does a Jnani live in the world? Having got all those descriptions, then what do I do? I monitor my own day-to-day life and see how much gap is there between a Jnani's lifestyle and my lifestyle. And what should be my aim? By my alert living, I try to reduce this gap. So, manava manayo tulyaha తుల్యో మిత్రారిపక్షయోః ఆల్ ద కృష్ణ టోల్ సో సర్వారంభ పరిత్యాగి గుణాతీత సౌచ్యతే ఐ రెడ్యూస్ ట్రై టు రెడ్యూస్ దిస్ గ్యాప్ బిట్వీన్ జ్ఞానిత్వం అండ్ మైత్వం వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐఎమ్ నౌ విచ్ మీన్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంట్రాస్పెక్షన్ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ ప్లేస్ so much of auto suggestions have to be given to me. It is a constant monitoring of every little behavior of mine. This is called alert living. It's an important form of nididhyasanam which is compulsory. There is no way out of this. And the second part of nididhyasanam that we have highlighted earlier is what? Being in touch with the teaching, the Vedantic teaching. So through shravanam and mananam, whatever I have gathered all this time, I try to be in touch with the teaching. And how can I keep in touch with the teaching? I can do that by repeated Shravanam itself in the form of Nididhyasanam. Go on listening to the tapes, the recording. Or if I don't do Shravanam, I do reading of the scriptures, Shastra Abhyasaha, revising the Gita or the Upanishadic teachings within myself. It's also a form of Nididhyasanam. Or I have discussion with other seekers, other people who are also like me, Vedantic students, who have studied similarly, are tat chintanam, tat kathanam, anyonyam tat prabodhanam, sharing the teaching with all other people, another similar student, that is also another form of nididhyasanam. Or I teach what I have learned to someone else, this very teaching becomes nididhyasanam. Or I write articles on them. Or nowadays, cassette recorders, CD, all those things are all Shravanam can happen. Shankaracharya does not say those things here because those things didn't exist. So, dwelling upon the teaching in any manner as possible is called Nididhyasanam. So, these two forms of Nididhyasanam have been already highlighted so far. But hereafter, the topic is going to be another type of Nididhyasanam. So the previous two forms, they themselves may be sufficient for many other people to get jnana nishta. They can become siddha prajnaha, jivan muktaha. So with these two forms of nididhyasanam itself. And how does one measure one's jivan mukti? This question also we have raised earlier and answered earlier. We have said this. See, reduction, one has to look at the reduction of three things. Intensity of negative reactions. The frequency of negative reactions and recovery period from negative reactions. One has to monitor all of them. If they become considerably less, even if negative reactions raise in the mind, they don't go beyond the mind. It raises and being before long, it settles down also. That is nishta. So this nishta, this jivan mukti, one can attain by this alert life. And remaining in the Shastra by one method or the other, as we said earlier, listening to them, reading them, all that. But suppose there is a person who is not able to get the full benefit in spite of the sadhana, said earlier, all those. Then for the sake of such people, another form of Nididhyasanam is mentioned here, which is called Samadhi Abhyasa. Therefore, we should remember, it is not compulsory for all people. It becomes necessary for those who find these forms of Nididhyasanam inadequate for them. They are not able to just to be, you know, content with that. Or they are not able to get the full benefit of it. So because of the intense viparita bhavana, serious psychological problem, because of their early life, either in this janma or previous janma, then this samadhi abhyasa is talked about for such people. And what is the Samadhi Abhyasa? Here, we try to create a special atmosphere. Previously, we didn't prescribe any atmosphere at all. Like a secluded place, no noise, sit in a proper posture, not on the ground. There should be an asanam, special pose. So, keep body and neck straight, all that thing, how the eyes should be. All these postures are all recommended. So, these are all prescribing the atmosphere. The aim is not the atmosphere. But the aim is what? Dwelling upon the Shastra alone, that is important. But in Samadhi Abhyasa, other aspects also become important. So this is condition number two. So the second condition, this is one condition, sorry. The second condition is, once dwelling upon the Shastra in a focused dwelling, in which one selects a particular portion specially designed for oneself, depending on the psychological problem. For example, if a person has a fear of death, oh, I am going to die, what will happen to me? For example, then they are afraid to walk outside. They are afraid to fly a plane. All these people are there. And then they emphasize the teaching that Atma is Amritaha. Atma is immortal. Focus on that teaching. For example, the problem of another person is, I have only less possessions. My neighbor has got so much. And so he has a sense of limitation. Paricheda buddhi. Apurna buddhi. Then for him, the Purnata buddhi is prescribed. Aham purnosmi, aham triptosmi. Or someone has done lot of mistakes in secret. It's not open mistake, in secret. Then he has the feeling of sin, papam. When it affects, then punya papa atitatvam is prescribed. Na punyam, na papam, na saukyam, na dukkham. So, first condition is atmosphere should be specifically designed. And the second condition is the portion of the sastra to be dwelt upon, that also to be focused. And for practicing these two, Vedanta makes use of the Yoga Shastra of Patanjali. Because Yoga Shastra specializes on these two, atmosphere and learning to focus, and gives a specialized technique or method known as Ashtanga Yoga. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dhyana, Dharana, Samadhi, all those things. So a beautiful system is presented by Patanjali Yoga, and to help with these two. And we are not going to dwell upon those topics here. Actually, we discussed it in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita in the introductory portion. So if anybody is interested, one can listen to those recordings. So in Ashtanga Yoga, this concentrated focusing is presented in 4 stages, namely dharana. Dharana is fixing the mind in the field upon which I want to dwell. And then dhyana, trying to retain the mind in that field. And then savikalpaka samadhi, deliberate absorption in the field or shastraic teaching. And finally, Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, which is the culmination of the earlier 3 stages, namely effortless absorption. So the difference between the 3rd and the 4th is what? The 3rd is a deliberate absorption where our will and effort are needed. And in the 4th case, it is effortless absorption, that is, there is no will involved at all. And in effortless absorption, I will become incapable of distraction. It is spontaneous. Whereas in the deliberate absorption, I have to struggle for absorption. It can be distracted very easily. So this 4th one, this is called Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. And in the Yoga Shastra, the object of Samadhi is different. Nothing to do with Shastras. Like, you know, the chakras of the body. And they ask you to keep your mind in the Mooladhara Chakra, in the Swadhisthana Chakra, Manipuraka Chakra and all that. But in Vedantic meditation, we are not interested in any chakras at all, no chakras. Because chakras are also anatma. We are in Vedanta. Chakras are also anatma. So we don't want any chakra with them. So focused reflection, with due respect, we don't want to go into that respect, into that study in Vedanta. So Vedantic teaching is what? Whatever I have heard and learned so far. So we call it as focused recollection of the teaching in a specifically designed atmosphere. That is called Samadhi Abhyasaha. And in the Yoga Shastra, they present Nirvikalpaka Samadhi as the goal of that practice. But in Vedanta, our goal is not that. Whether Nirvikalpaka Samadhi happens or not, that is not our goal, but the process of aiming at that, we dwell upon the Shastras, we focus upon the Shastras. And that dwelling upon the Shastra is more important with the focused recollection in a specifically designed atmosphere, which will give a very great impact to the mind, which is the assimilation of the Vedantic teaching. And this Samadhi Abhyasa is required if the previous 2 methods have failed. That is alert living and by being in the Shastras by repeated Shravanam. reading, etc. And this samadhi abhyasa is what is presented in the following portions, 341 to 417 shlokas. So Shankaracharya, he introduces that topic in the shloka. He says, Shrutihi samadhim vidadati. Second line, Shastras prescribe samadhi abhyasa by adopting the Ashtanga Yoga method. In which mantra it's come? In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, he refers to that. Shanto Dantaha Iti. Shantaha and Dantaha is the beginning of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra here quoted. Occurring in the Sharirakha Brahmana. That is the fourth chapter, fourth section of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. What it says, Shanto Danta Uparata Stitukshuhum Shraddha Vitto Bhutva Atmanevam Atmanam Pashyati. So this is a section in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad that prescribes samadhi abhyasa. For whom? Bhikshoho. Bhikshuhu literally means the sannyasi. That is the one who is serious about the nididhyasanam pursuit. Because the very purpose of a sannyas ashrama is what? Is for nididhyasanam only. Bhikshuhu. Whoever is a serious seeker about nididhyasanam. And kritha shravana karmanaha. This is also very important. Nididhyasanam cannot be practiced with Shravanam and without Shravanam and Mananam. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he says, who has already gone through Shravanam and Mananam, that means what? A few years must have been spent in the consistent and in a systematic manner of the study of scriptures. That is compulsory. And again, Kritha Shravana Karmanaha, again, refers to the person, Bahuvrihi, who has done Shravanam and Mananam and who is serious about Nididhyasana. For such a person, this samadhi abhyasa is prescribed by the Vedas. For what purpose? Sarvatma siddhaye. For getting the sarvatma bhava. Or as we saw earlier, or put in another language, sarva anatma mityatva bhava. So, or the R&D neutralization. R&D is ragadvesha neutralization. No more ragadvesha. Or to enjoy the samatvam of the mind, tranquility of the mind all the time. Shanti. Shantim paramam prapnoti. So, shrutihi vidadati. Here, there is a very important point also we have to note, just as an incident point. The shruti quoted here is shanto dantaha iti shrutihi. That is the Brihadaranyaka quotation. So, really speaking, this Veda Vakyam, this Brihadaranyaka Vakyam, that is quoted in a different context, which Shankaracharya adopts in a different context. And what is the context in which the Shruti, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quotation is given? Shanto Danta Uparata Stitikshuhum Shraddha Vitto Bhutvam Atmanevam Atmanam Pashyati. This Vedic statement that refers to these sixfold qualifications known as Shamadhi Shatka Sampattihi. Again, refer to the Tattva Bodha lectures. Among the fourfold qualifications, Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti and Mumukshutvam. So this refers to the Shamadhi Shatka Sampattihi. So really speaking, this Vedic statement that talks about the qualification to be acquired before Vedanta Shravanam, before coming to Vedanta, Shama, Dhamma, Upraman, all that. So if a person has acquired these qualifications, Vedanta Shravanam itself is enough for him. If it is not, Shravanam will not be sufficient. So after Shravanam, he has to go back and acquire these qualifications. And acquiring those qualifications is called Samadhi Abhyasaha. Therefore, Samadhi Abhyasa is not for knowledge or moksha, but only for fulfilling the deficiency of Samadhi Shatka Sampatti, if he has not already done. And when acquired by that Abhyasa, naturally, the teaching which we have heard before, that will become more powerful. Therefore, Samadhi Abhyasa is going to be talked about for the adhikaris or for the anadhikaris or for the deficient adhikaris who are not well informed yet. So we are going to see details of that thing. We have to continue that discussion in our next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prakto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwaraha shri krishnatma.